I do everything from body image to sexuality to mail order brides to polygamy, free loving. I did geisha in Japan, lots of different things. But the best one was Dirty Dancing when I went and made a documentary about that.
Obviously.
But actually recently I've been doing something, the final taboo, and making an ad campaign for Andrex.
Which is key.
Yeah, it's like 30-second versions of my documentary. It's exactly the same style, but rather than going around and finding out about bizarre relationships and how people feel about their bodies, I'm just asking people how they wipe their bottoms. So
how do you find people? Because we were talking about embarrassing bodies and we were like, maybe the payoff on things like embarrassing bodies is you could get kind of thousands of pounds worth of surgery for free. How do you find these people who are willing to tell you all this stuff? Are you just a very persuasive person?
I walk up to them on the street and corner them. that's usually what I do. So with the Andrex ones, I'd literally, the first day of filming, I'd stand on the street and just ask people how they wipe their bottoms, and I have never had so many people walk away from me and tell me to something off. Like, literally, people weren't willing to talk about it. And I feel like throughout the course of my career, I've asked all sorts of different people embarrassing questions, but this was by far the hardest.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not like something that isn't talked about. For example, me and my sister, there's not quite 2 years between my sister and I, and we do talk about toilet stuff quite a lot. In fact, we will call each other, particularly if there's an update on my niece, who's just a year old, and if she's done a particularly spectacular belch or similar, my sister will call me to share this with me.
We have exactly the same relationship.
Which is, my husband still cannot get his head around this. We've known each other 5 years now. He still finds it just vile and disgusting. But I love it.
I do too. Well, that's the thing. I think what we had to kind of break through was the, initially everyone's like, no one wants to talk about it, but actually when you just scratch the surface a bit, people aren't that bothered about talking about it. It's something we all know happens, but it's not a very nice subject, so I had to do it in a glamorous way, which was my challenge.
Glamorous bottom wiping.
I just put extra lip gloss on and then said, how do you wipe your bottom?
Any massively surprising answers that completely shocked you?
Well, no, but because we're talking about the washlets that are moist toilet tissue, and some people are just like, ugh, that's so gross, the idea of wiping your bum with a wet piece of tissue. And I was like, but it's a no-brainer. I don't understand. I genuinely didn't understand what the problem was. I'd like to think that I've changed a nation.
Yeah, well,
I changed a nation.
You're doing it over here. Will I Am is campaigning in the States. Have you heard his comments on? He did a big magazine interview.
No.
And talked about how he'd never go out with a girl who didn't have similar to the kind of Andrex washlets in their bathroom.
Really?
And then he went into this whole weird thing, like Eric Cantona's seagulls analogy. He went into wiping a bar of chocolate onto a wooden floor and then trying to get it off with a tissue. And
God.
It went into this whole other horrible place, but I couldn't stop reading. I was just sort of horrified.
When did he say that?
Very recently, like in the last month or month and a half. It was a whole interview. There was a lot of stuff about it, and it got re-quoted, obviously, quite a lot.
Do you know what? I had no idea, but I think me and Will.i.am will get on very well.